Read The Art of Fielding, and you will want to head to the library for two other books, Moby Dick and The Art of Fielding by the great shortstop Aparicio Rodriguez. You're not going to find that second one, of course. It's a fictional guide star of the novel's protagonist, Henry Scrimshander. Chad Harbach's debut novel follows the baseball team at a small liberal arts college in Wisconsin with side trips to the big leagues of American literature. If you've read The Art of Fielding and would like to talk with the author, give us a call. 800-989-8255 is our phone number. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Chad Harbach joins us from a studio on the campus at the University of Virginia. His first novel, The Art of Fielding, his co-founder and co-editor of the journal N+1, and nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
And congratulations for finding yourself on so many Best Novel of the Year lists.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's been great.
The Dust Jacket bio says you attended Harvard, so I figure we know where you studied Herman Melville. Where did you pick up your baseball?
Well, I picked up my baseball in Wisconsin long before that. I grew up in Racine, Wisconsin, and my dad was a baseball player and a fast pitch softball player, which was a game that more men used to play back in his youth. So, so he taught me the game when I was, I recall him kind of propping me up against the couch and, pitching Nerf balls at me before I could really stand under my own power. And then I played throughout my youth and in high school and in summer ball, and then had to retire when I went off to college. I wasn't good enough to continue past that point.
You didn't have the fielding genius of young Mr. Scrimshander.
No, I was equally small and scrawny and quick, but I didn't have the genius part.
Very few of us did. I had to quit when they started throwing curveballs.
Yeah, exactly.
But the setting then in Wisconsin is familiar to you. It's where you grew up.
Yeah. I grew up in the more southern industrial part of the state, but also on Lake Michigan. And the campus in the book is set in a slightly more idyllic part of Wisconsin, right up on Lake Michigan, up near Green Bay.
The novel, or the book, rather, the Art of Fielding by Aparicio Rodriguez. Of course, everybody will remember Luis Aparicio, the former Chicago White Sox, longtime shortstop. But some of this quotes from some of this fictional book: the shortstop is a source of stillness at the center of the defense. He projects this stillness, and his teammates respond. It makes it sound like Aparicio Rodriguez played for some baseball team, perhaps in Tibet.
that's kind of what it's like. I mean, I had a lot of fun, writing that book within the book, and I think I was motivated to do it partly because a lot of the characters in the book have these touchstones of reading. One of the other major characters is the president of the college and a former English professor, who's steeped in Melville and Whitman and Emerson and 19th century American literature. And, all the characters have these sort of touchstones. But so Henry, the shortstop, he's not a very literary guy at all. But I like the idea that he, too, had this book that he clung to and that he tried to sort of live his life in accordance with.
We're talking with Chad Harbach, the author of The Art of Fielding, the eponymous fictional one and the one that's on the bestseller list. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. We'll start with Barbara, and Barbara's calling us from Visalia in California.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I just want to say thank you for this book. I'm a girl, and I don't read any sports books, but it's opened up a whole new world of fiction to me. It's just a fun book to read. I'm only done with five, I'm sorry, and I'm just so, I can't put it down. I'm finding spare moments to read it every moment of the day if I can.
Well, thanks so much. I hope the rest of it lives up.
Me too. I can't wait to recommend it to my book club. I'm always looking for new and a different fiction for us to read, and I think the girls are really going to like this.
What attracts you? It is particularly those early chapters. Boy, there's a whole lot of baseball in there.
It's fun. I love going to minor league games here in our local team in Fresno, and it's just kind of fun to go to. And I don't know anything about the sport to play it, really. But the little quotes from the Aparicio book, the book within a book, they're just, it's kind of zen-like. It just grabs you. And your style is very smooth and fluid. I really am enjoying it.
Well, I don't know what to say besides thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just want to say thank you to NPR because I would not have asked my roommate, who's a librarian, to bring it home if I hadn't heard about this book on someone's recommended list. So this has been fun for me. Thank you.
Oh, well, I think that was on All Things Considered. But, yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Yeah. And
Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you, Barbara. She had something else to say. I apologize for that. She wants to call back. It's all right. Then getting on to the literary side of this, you mentioned another of the major characters is fixated on what he and his daughter call the book, Moby Dick, and in fact discovered notes from Herman Melville's one visit to Westish College, the fictional college where this is set, back buried in the library.
Yeah, and that part of the book comes in part just from my love of Moby Dick, which has always been my favorite American novel, and is such a funnier and bolder and more musical book than people often give it credit for. So I wanted to try to at least capture or imitate a little bit of that music in this book, as insofar as I was capable of, like you said, there's a fictional lecture that Melville supposedly took a trip to the Great Lakes when he was an old unknown writer and gave this lecture, which Westish College has discovered and has kind of a little bit comically made him the kind of icon of their school. And so the baseball team in the school is called the Harpooners. Even though it's the Midwest, they've adopted this sort of Melvillian oceanic personality for themselves.
I have to say, I do want to reread Moby Dick after this, and I would love to read The Art of Fielding. The Sperm Squeezers, I'm not so sure.
That's it's an academic book. It's not for everybody.
It's written by another character in the book who ends up as the president of Westish College. And, lots of things ensue. Anyway, let's see if we get another caller on the line. Let's go to Diana. Diana with us from Palo Alto.
Yes, I belong to a women's book club, and we dissected your book, Chad, for about 2 hours the other night.
Oh, wow.
The women said it was all about character development, and they analyzed every character and why he did whatever. And I said, no, it's about baseball. And I said, I get tired of reading about baseball. But that's incidental. So I needed to know whether you wrote a book about baseball or whether your whole theme was character development.
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, the germ of the book was baseball, because the very first idea that I began with was the crisis that befalls Henry, the shortstop, in the book, where he's this great genius of a shortstop. He plays at this little college, but he's on the verge of becoming a great player. And then he has this sort of psychological block which keeps him from throwing the ball. And that was really the starting point. I was fascinated by the way that problem was so psychological and internal on the one hand, but plays out on the field in this very dramatic way. So it started with baseball, but I've never been a huge fan of reading about baseball myself.
Was your focus on character development?
There's a lot of baseball in the book, but I never wanted to write a baseball book. I never wanted to write a book that was for baseball fans. And I was really, I cared about the interactions between these five people, and how five people can, have so much affection for one another and yet kind of, hurt each other and interact with each other in these really sort of strange and complex ways over the course of time.
Well, that we got, and thank you so much.
Thanks very much for the call. The mental block that keeps him from throwing. Baseball fans, of which I would confess I am one, would recognize Chuck Knoblauch disease.
Yeah, Chuck Knoblauch, and there was around the time when I started writing the book, there was a pitcher for the Braves named Mark Wohlers. There's a whole litany of these guys, and no one has...
A Mets catcher who couldn't throw the ball back to the mound.
Mackie Sasser.
Yeah.
It's often called Steve Blass disease because he was a pitcher for the Pirates in the 70s who was the first person who it was really... Maybe not the first person that it happened to, but the first person that it was kind of known to have happened to. And, I just find it such a fascinating phenomenon because these guys are so, it's so easy for them until the moment at which they just, until it's not.
Here's an email from John in Hayward, California. As a homosexual baseball fan, the juxtaposition between the two very different yet comparable male relationships really spoke to me. I wanted to ask Mr. Harbach how he came to the decision to center his novel around the two relationships, the physical male love affair between Owen and Affenlight, and the emotional affair between Henry and Schwartz.
That's a great way to put it. I mean, I think, you know, I was thinking about Moby Dick in the context of writing this book from very early on, because I think there's a very easy analog that you can make between a baseball team and a whaling ship. You know, in both cases, you have a group of men who go on a quest together, and so are in very close quarters and spend all their time together, and so have all the sort of conflicts and also friendships that arise there. So I was always thinking about the book as about the kind of variety of male friendship, like you say, all the way from straight out conflict to close friendship to a gay relationship. So I wanted to try to bring that whole spectrum into one book.
We're talking with Chad Harbach about his latest novel, The Art of Fielding, part of our series on some of the best books of 2011. Next week, Midnight Rising author Tony Horowitz will join us, and Eric Larson on his latest, In the Garden of Beasts. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go next to Mitch, and Mitch calling from Chicago.
Hi. Both myself and my baseball-loving children have all loved the book. We put it right up there with The Brothers K, which was our previously favorite baseball serious novel. But I did have a question, and it kind of relates to the previous email. I felt the college president, not so much the homosexuality topic, but just the college president didn't fit for some reason with the rest of the novel. It just seemed to be another story almost. And, you know, I love the beginning and I love the end and the team relationship, but that, I don't know, it just stuck out for me that seemed almost be in another novel.
Well, maybe I should have made it two novels.
Double the advance, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, or cut it in half, twice the work.
I know. Have you read The Brothers K?
I have. It's a great book.
It's a great book. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mitch. Let's see if we go next to, this is Michael. Michael with us from Nashville.
Yes, I have not read the book, but as a result of this conversation, I'm running out tomorrow and picking up a copy. I went to school at Carthage College in Kenosha.
Oh, wow.
I played baseball. I was an English major. And this is hitting so much. It's just hitting a home run, pun intended, that it's fascinating. The fact that, you know, English major and your references to Melville, and earlier somewhere in the conversation you used the word, or something that would imply this is type of a Zen experience, not to be confused with Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, Persick's great analysis. And that's my comment. This is fascinating. I got to grab the book tomorrow.
And did you get drafted by the Cardinals?
No, I did not get drafted by the Cardinals. After 3 years of college ball, I twisted a knee. I was a pitcher, and that pretty much ended my serious ball playing. I played all the way through the service. This was back in the early 60s, and actually the first year that the little college moved to Kenosha. And
as a matter of fact,
I think you should have set it at Carthage, because it's a beautiful campus right on the lake, as you know.
Well, so is Westish.
They're both. Yeah. Carthage is, well, you know, I know it well. It's just a few miles away from where I grew up. I played when I was in high school. I played some games on their field there. I wrote it for you. Go.
Well, that's wonderful. And I am going to read it. And I thank you for this program, Neil.
And thank. We're sorry about the knee injury, though, or else you would have been, I'm sure, calling from Cooperstown.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt in my mind. No doubt. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
Chad Harbach, I have to ask you, the reviewer in the New York Times, many complimentary things to say about it, but one of the things he suggested, the title itself might be a literary reference to, of course, Henry Fielding.
Part of this whole process of publishing the book has been having people come up to me and talk about other books, assuming that I've read them, and then I have to, you know, shamefacedly admit that I haven't. And Tom Jones, Henry Fielding's great book, is another one of those that I have yet to read.
And see the movie as well. It's also good. what are you working on now?
I'm just getting back to writing fiction. I finished this book at the beginning of the summer, and then I spent the summer working on N Plus One, the magazine based in Brooklyn that I edit and have edited with several other people for several years. So I spent the summer working on N Plus One, and then of course this fall I was traveling around doing a lot of readings for the book. So I'm just now in a place to get back and fumble around with what might be the beginnings of my next book.
About hockey?
I'm just going to run through them all. The hockey book and then the golf book and the ping pong book.
One after another. Just ring the chimes. Chad Harbach, thanks very much. And again, congratulations on the success of your book.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Chad Harbach, co-founder and editor of the journal N Plus One. His book is The Art of Fielding. You can scout scrawny shortstop Henry Scrimshander in an excerpt at our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. He joined us from a studio on the campus of the University of Virginia. Tomorrow, we'll talk about parents navigating the ins and outs of their kids' autism diagnoses. Join us for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cummin in Washington.